From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump blamed Congress Thursday for creating new tensions with Russia by approving sanctions against Moscow, and the Kremlin agreed the penalties would thwart improved relations. Andrew Palcheski has more.
The president said that the U.S. relationship with Russia is at an all-time and very dangerous low, and said, quote, "You can thank Congress." Congress overwhelmingly voted for the sanctions, and Trump, unwilling to risk having lawmakers override a veto, signed the legislation on Wednesday. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said Trump's signing of the package of new Russia sanctions ends hopes for improving our relations. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Venezuela's president has denied allegations that official turnout figures for the election of an all-powerful constituent assembly were manipulated.
El estúpido este presidente de Smartmatic.
Nicolas Maduro accused Smartmatic, the international software firm behind the claim, of bowing to U.S. pressure. Maduro not only stood by the official count of 8 million-plus votes cast in Sunday's divisive election, but proclaimed that an additional 2 million people would have voted if they hadn't been blocked by anti-government protesters. A South African man held by al-Qaeda in Mali since 2011 has been freed, the South African government said on Thursday. Stephen McGowan was the last of three foreign nationals abducted in Timbuktu in November 2011 to be freed. The governments of Mali and South Africa worked together along with the NGO Gift of the Givers to negotiate his release. However, the South African International Relations Minister said no ransom was paid. For additional updates, follow VOA on social media platforms. This is VOA News.